I think it's really important that we invest in ourselves. If there's one thing I can say, if you have any way to do it, take the plunge, man. Like, invest in yourself, because there's no better investment out there. 3 years ago, I was at the end of a really difficult marriage. Mostly, I was just living in this fog of negativity and like kind of hellish life. And I had married a narcissist and I didn't even know the word. I remember thinking, I don't want to go back to what I live. That was a really heavy moment. I just laid there with my eyes closed and tears streaming out of my eyes and being like, okay, Joan, we're going to find a way out of this, because this isn't for us anymore.
I think this is what most people don't get, is they want change. They want more peace. They want to be happier. They want their life to be better, but they want it to happen so quickly.
And I didn't really know how to move forward. So after sitting on my back porch for a good 6 months listening to Luke Mind Power podcast, there was a day when I was like, that's it. I'm just going to take the risk.
Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world. And now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode on the Luke Mind Power podcast. I hope you're having an amazing day. And I know that your day is going to get even better, because I'm going to introduce to you a special guest that we have on the Luke Mind Power podcast, who has been a part of our coaching community and in the space of Luke Mind Power for a consecutive amount of years now. It's probably been about 3 years or so that Joan has been with us. And so I can't wait to introduce her, as I am right now, and also for her to share her story and share with you what's possible, you know, when you don't give up on yourself and when you're in a really dark place, because she's been through so much, through relationships, marriages, children. She's now an author, but I'm not going to spoil the party because she's going to share a lot herself. But I just want to welcome Joan. You know, you're amazing. I've got your sticker on my suitcase. It says Be Kind, and she's the founder of Be Kind Emporium. She's also an author of a book called Mousy Goes Exploring. So without further ado, I want to welcome Joan to the Luke Mind Power podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here today. It's been a wild ride, Luke. Like, it's been a wild ride. And you're right. It's just over 3 years. And I have come a long way. There's been projects that I didn't even know were going to happen have come through, like, the universal channels to me, including my book. And I'm really proud of how far I've come. You know, I don't normally say that out loud. I say it to other people that I'm proud of them, but to say it about myself, it's a bit different. Yeah, 3 years ago, I was at the end of a really difficult marriage with three younger children. And I just found that I didn't really know where I was in the world anymore. Like, I was no longer the wife that I thought I would be, and I didn't have the family structure that I was expecting. And I didn't really know how to move forward. So after sitting on my back porch for a good 6 months listening to Luke Mind Power podcast, there was a day when I was like, that's it. I'm just going to take the risk. And I became part of the Superpower Mastermind crew and dove right into it. And like, I really haven't looked back. It's been a fantastic investment in myself. And I think it's really important that we invest in ourselves, you know? We'll buy a house for ourselves and a car for ourselves. But if we thought about putting that actual amount of money into our own education as an adult after you finished your formal education, it feels really extravagant. And if there's one thing I can say, if you have any way to do it, just take the plunge, man. Like, invest in yourself, because there's no better investment out there. And Yeah. I found the program amazing. Like it really, it was like I took a microscope to the right parts in my life growing up, the right moments, the tasks and the program, the way it's developed really helps you weed out the parts of your emotional backpack, I think, that just need some extra care and looking at. And it's almost like once you put it under the microscope, it's easier to let it go. And once you let it go, you have more energy to focus on the things that are going to take you forward. That really happened for me.
Yeah. So I know you mentioned the Superpower Mastermind, but obviously a lot of people who are listening to this, some of you guys may have heard about our group coaching program. And some of you guys are probably listening going, what are you talking about? What's the Superpower Mastermind? So like in the thick of things, when you were going through, you know, your dark phase of life and, you know, the relationship and the marriage. And, you know, I remember being on the call with you actually, when you were making the decision to say yes and join the Superpower Mastermind. So just, did you ever actually think, oh, I need to join an online community, or I need to join a group coaching program, or I need to really work on my self-confidence, or I'm listening to the Luke Mindpower podcast. What if I could work with Luke? Or what if I could get closer into that? Because that's the way that I've seen it as well, witnessing you and how close you have stayed and the weeks of investment. I think this is what most people don't get, is they want change. They want more peace. They want to be happier. They want, you know, their life to be better, but they want it to happen so quickly. And what I've been able to witness from you, and I'm not just saying this because Joan has continuously invested in herself and invested with us in this space. I'm genuinely saying this because I've watched Joan continue to show up on coaching sessions when she's driving. Like I've watched her join Zoom. I'm coaching, like I'm live on Zoom and I can see Joan in the corner there driving and she's joining or doing something else in the kitchen or her kids are around or whatever. But she has continuously just shown up, taken action. And that's her like consistency, accountability and the investment that she's made in herself on her personal development journey, not knowing necessarily like, where is it going to take me? So yeah, I'm just kind of like curious to understand, because I'm sure that other people out there would be wondering, like, what actually made you want to join something like this and believe that you were going to change your life and that it was going to help you to actually, you know, get to where you are today. And tell us about how you were feeling. What was going on exactly with the relationship, with the marriage? How was it making you feel as a mother? Like, what was that chaos, you know? Because I'm sure that there's so many people out there that are in the thick of things, not knowing, like, how do I deal with this? Like, what do I do?
Yeah. Yeah. Personally, like, I'm a well-educated person. Like, I did school and I have a degree and I taught and I'm a teacher. And so I had a false sense of like feeling safe in the world because I had like amassed knowledge. And in my relationship, I followed all of the like conventional. First, I tried to get my ex-husband to do therapy with me because that was a big hurdle. And I read books and I had done some parenting online courses, and mostly I was just living in this fog of negativity and like kind of hellish life. And I had married a narcissist and I didn't even know the word. And so like, I feel like I didn't even know where it was coming from. Like, I just knew that there was negativity all over my life. And I'm a super positive person. And I tried, like, in the mornings, I would get up early just to try to make everything perfect so that there was going to be no blow up before he left the house. And that, you know, maybe if I fed my kids and had everything sorted before he got up, that we wouldn't fuck up his day. And it was really hard. And then I found that my friends sort of fell away because I didn't go out with them as often. And I was busy doing all of the things you do with three kids. And I kind of ended up closed away from my friends, and my family was sick of having me phone and cry on the phone. They were like, well, we've done what we can do and we can't help you. So they were frustrated too. yeah, my mom was like, Joni, I'm sick of having you call me and just cry on your floor. And I was like, Mom, I'm sick of it too, but I don't know what else to do. Like, that's the place that I was at. And I don't know, I guess I thought that with all of the tools that I had in my backpack that I was going to be able to dig my own way out. And I kept hearing this voice on the internet and seeing this guy dancing and being happy. And he's like, you can change your life, man. Like, you can do it. It's not about other people coming to do it for you. It's nothing else except what you can do for yourself. And I was like, well, I've tried all the other avenues, so it's time for me to step up and figure out what it is that I need to do for myself. And the other thing that really attracted me was that you're super positive. Like, I was missing that positive, like, vibe in my life because that's what I thrive on. It's a reality. Like, I'm one of the colors in the rainbow that, like, needs to be way up high. And living with, like, dirt colors is really difficult for me. And, yeah, I guess I decided that it was a little bit of a risk, but I didn't have any other options, I felt. Like, I was really hurting. And so I took the plunge, and I was like, that's it. I'm going to do it. Like, I remember that call with you on my back porch. I spent a lot of time on the back porch. And training sessions and learning and mostly being supported by other people. Like, that was a real gift as well when you're in the community, that it's not just yourself doing your own work. Like, that's a big part of it, but also it's an interactive community and we support each other and hold each other up and like, I'm doing great, you're doing great. You know, or if you have a bad day, don't worry about it. I'm having a great day. You're going to have another great day tomorrow. You know, like, I do this all the time. I high five people on camera because your brain, like, understands that that's a connection between other people. And it's like, I kind of describe it like the current in a river. Like, I was always, always, always against the current, like just trying to get upstream. And slowly, as I figured out, like, the negative parts of my life and like, weeded it out, the tide started to change in my stream and started to go the other way with me. And now it's a flow. Like, when they talk about how our life, like, flows in the right direction, like, I haven't changed, but the energies around me have changed and I'm no longer fighting them all the time. I'm, like, flowing with them. Yeah.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. This is a long climb, man. It was well worth it, but.
Yeah, but, you know, again, like, this is where we think, like, oh, too much work, or it's too much time, or it's going to take too long, or whatever. And it's like, but what kind of level of peace or happiness or joy do you get to experience now when you think about, like, I love the fact that you said, I'm actually proud of myself.
Yeah.
Like, I always say, oh, I'm proud of you or your kids or someone else, you know, but you're actually saying it to yourself because you're genuinely, like, remembering and reflecting on how much you've grown and everything you've gone through and how much you've invested, that you can genuinely look back and go, oh my God, I'm actually proud of myself. Like, damn, you know? And so
I showed up when we were cutting wood and when I was moving wood and, you know, you're just, you're on mute, but and life is busy. Like, you have to do it anyway. My kids are very used to driving in the car, listening to you or being, you know, involved in Luke Mind Power, because it's part of my life. Like, it's just part of my life. So it's part of their
That's
life.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I met you in Atlanta. Is that when you gave me the stickers?
Yeah.
How did I get the stickers?
In Atlanta. And then I sent more to Caroline.
Okay.
I have stickers that I give out to the world, and I give them out to everyone. I give them out at the grocery store. I give them out like at the gas stations. My children's friends all have them, and it's a really simple sticker, but it really can make somebody's day. And there it is. Yeah. And they say, be kind.
So I have a bigger one though. So there is a sticker here and it says, be kind. It's a bit blurry. Anyway, but yeah, it says be kind, Emporium, or just says be kind. But yeah, it's interesting. It's like, be kind. It's like, yeah, I mean, what are people going through every day? You know, who's in their head with negative thoughts or feeling not enough or struggling or stressed or whatever, you know? And you know what? Well, like,
here's another thing I've realized, that you can be kind and have boundaries.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, like, just to give you an example, I'm big on customer service, you know? And there's lots of different places that I've been to, and I pay attention to how people treat me, you know, or how people provide a service, for example. So I'll give you a great example. I went to on this last weekend, I was stayed in a hotel, went downstairs, we're about to check out, or we already checked out, we're leaving. And I went to the cafe there. It was morning, so it was 9 a.m., I think, and I think daylight saving time, so there was 1 hour back or whatever. But nevertheless, there was someone there at the cafe, but they were filling up the cakes into the, you know, the fridge or whatever, so that the glass, so people can see, like, what there is. So anyway, I'm standing there, and the gentleman is doing what he's doing, getting all the cakes and stuff. And I basically wanted just to buy some water, you know. I just wanted some water. And so I'm standing there, and then he said to me, do you mind if, you know, just that you can wait 3 minutes? I said, yeah, sure, no worries. That was just a natural, I guess, reactive response of like, yeah, that's fine, no worries, it's going to take you 3 minutes, whatever. Anyway, a few minutes later, I'm still standing there. Then my wife comes, and then my wife sits down. I said, I'm just getting some water. And then I stopped, and I said to my wife, he said he's going to take 3 minutes, and then, you know, we get the water. And she's like, and I said, let's go. And so we walked away.
Yeah.
You know, and what that, the hotel experience was fine, but that cafe experience was shit, you know? Mm-hmm. So he could have easily gone to the fridge, picked up the water, gave it to me. I would have paid it with my card on a tap. It wouldn't have asked me for a pin. It would have been pretty quick because it was a small transaction, and I would have been gone. There was no one else waiting. But like, I just don't understand some people's psychology or the way they think when they're serving someone, like someone is standing there, but they don't care, you know? I know that not every place is the same, but like little things like that, like, don't make me want to come back. You know, it's like that little thing that can happen when you're being served by someone, wherever it is, can make such a big difference, you know, whether your business is successful or it's not, you know. So people always remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
And my experience there, how I felt, was not seen, was like, who cares? You know what I mean? So yeah, like, I'm, you know, these are the moments that we go through where you get to pick and choose, like, you know, what was valuable, what was not, where do I want to go, how do I, you know, how are people going to treat me? And that's what it's about. It's about being kind and like, actually, but then again, let's go from my point of view, right? I can say now, maybe he was having a shit morning.
But you were kind. You were like, yeah, I can wait.
Yeah, I can wait, right? So am I going to be kind with boundaries and say, well, you know, who knows what that person's going through, and maybe they were going through something really hard and they didn't want to serve me because they didn't want to talk to anyone. Or maybe they got so much fear or anger inside themselves that they're being an idiot and they're just like, fuck you.
But also your boundaries were there, that you were like, okay, it's not worth it to me, right? And you didn't get upset or get angry or yell at
them. I could have got upset and gone, hey man, I'm fucking here 5 minutes now, give me the water. But I didn't. Yeah. I just walked away.
No, because your peace is worth more, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not about arguing or creating a scene. That's just not my style. You know, I think distance is a good answer, depending on the situation.
Yeah. You know? One of the things that I learned here is that no response is a response. Because with my ex, there was nothing that I could say that didn't loop me back into that situation where he wanted to control everything. And so it was a really long one for me to learn. It took me a couple lessons, but no response is a response is like really powerful.
Yeah, I learned that and I've lived by that and I keep it, because especially on social media, there's so many haters. There's so many people that judge. There's so many people that have their own opinions. And I just don't like to invest energy into something that is negative, you know? And so I just keep scrolling, you know? And that's something that I know, like,
and I know a lot of
influencers.
I've taught my kids saying that that's cool is like also a response. Oh, that's cool. you know?
Yeah. Because I mean, you know, I know myself in terms of like reacting to people and how they speak and all that kind of stuff. I definitely have found myself struggling to understand or comprehend things at first. And then over the next half an hour or an hour, I always find myself being able to process things easier, you know? But I don't take it as like, I could easily put myself down and go, there's something wrong with your brain, you know? Instead, I don't. I'm just like, it's me, you know? And I've learned to love how I think and who I am, you know? So, yeah. And this is what self-confidence, I think, is about. You know? So if you think about your journey inside the Superpower Mastermind and coming out of that now, you've got a book. It's called Mousy Goes Exploring. So this was a book that, you know, you've become an author now. Tell us a little bit about how that evolved. And, you know, you're in our coaching institute now as well. So you're a certified life coach. How did that evolve, like, from starting the Superpower Mastermind? I think it's inspiring for people to hear that, you know, you didn't necessarily, like, you know, there's a quote that said, it all started with a dream. You know, but like, you didn't join the Superpower Mastermind. You didn't join group coaching with Luke Mindpower because you were like, oh, I want to be an author. Oh, I want to feel more confident in myself. Oh, I want to, you know, be a coach and I want to help people and all that kind of stuff. Like, where did that all come
from? Yeah, it was really about unearthing things for me. And like, first step was to like strip away the negative in my life. And then I had this space that I was like, what am I going to do with myself now? Because I'm still a mom of three kids. I'm still home full time, but I am in such a good mind space. Like, what I'm going to do with my power. And I really dove into art. Like, that creativity makes me happy, being producing things. So I did some art, like I do rope art, and I dove into that and did a couple shows here in the local community. But there was still something inside me that wanted to like affect the world. Like, okay, so here in Canada, we have an author called Robert Munsch. And I remember as a kid that he would write these fun little books and then come to schools and read them. And on the back of his book, it said like, he's an author and he has a couple kids and he lives by a lake. And I was like, oh my God, I could do that. I could do that. But I remember being really little when this happened, like probably like in, you know, grade two or three. And it got buried underneath all of the other things that happened to me in life. And then while I was working on my artwork, I was like, I could write a book. I could do it. And I could also illustrate it. So I said it out loud one day in training. And Caroline was like, I see it happening. It's going to be amazing. And from one person believing in me, I 100% believed in myself. And it took me a lot longer than I was expecting. But we actually have a book, Most Egos Exploring, and I wrote it and I illustrated it, and I know that children love it because I've read it to many children now in schools, and they're funny because they're like, well, I noticed that the pictures are different, and I'm like, yeah, they are, because I did them. And like, that was a worry of mine at the beginning, that they were different than a lot of other books. But also, I think different is us. Like, everybody is different. Like, we, you know, we all come in these same sort of meat packages, but we are all different. And I'm embracing it and putting it out there in my books now.
And where can people buy this book?
So the best place to buy it is Archway Publishing online. So Archway Publishing, but if you don't remember that one, you can buy it on Amazon and you can get it through Chapters and you can buy it for your Kindle. And yeah, my dream is to have it in Harrods. And the main character in it is actually a Jellycat Stuffy. And I'm really hoping that I can marry it with a Jellycat Stuffy in real life that has the like spirit of Mousy that travels with all the little kids and maybe some adults that get them.
Do you believe, or have you thought that maybe one day Mousy Goes Exploring will be a movie?
Whoa, I've never even thought of that. Yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
That would be amazing. Yeah, to have them animated would be like, it's how you use my brain.
I mean, they do such good movies now, whether it's animated or it's actually real life or whatever, or CGI or whatever, you know. But I'm just planting the seed for you, taking things another step further, right? But obviously there's a process to your journey, and having it in a bookstore would be amazing. It's already online. Mm-hmm. Make sure to put the links below this video so that people can click on the links to Amazon or to the publishing place where the book is for sale. But yeah, like, this is all a part of your journey, and you can see now when it starts to materialize, how inspired you get, how you realize, wow, this journey is taking me on a journey that I even didn't even see. And this is what I believe self-confidence does. And also, like you said, a positive mindset, having more mental clarity, being able to use your brain power towards like things that you're passionate about, rather than living in overthinking or fear or doubt or whatever that is, you know? So I think you're a great example to that. And you know, as you keep evolving, like, things will keep manifesting for you, you know? So, do you think that confidence plays a massive role in like bringing all of this to life? Like, how would you compare your level of confidence before you started working with us to your level of confidence now?
Like, I think I had a fake level of confidence when I arrived here. Confidence was one of my like in a crowd or when we were out. Yeah. Like, I would have no problem speaking or talking. And truly, I didn't feel badly about it. But when it came to something like to actually invest in myself to produce a long-term project, I wouldn't have had the confidence to do that. Like, it's almost like it's a different, I wish I had another word for it. Like, I have a confident shell when I'm outside. And I needed that growing up. Like, that was part of one of the things that I needed to get through my childhood. So I felt that my level of confidence was really high. But if you defined confidence as believing in myself, like, my belief in myself was quite low. So, like, maybe about a 4. And now I feel like it's creeping up to, like, the 9.5 range, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Still things that I'm like, could I do that? No, I can't. No, could I? But my brain is like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Like, you know, I'm hearing the little engine that could in the background now, instead of somebody saying, you can't do that, right?
Did you ever feel like you failed your children because of the marriage breaking down?
Okay, so me, no. Because I did everything I could possibly have done in my marriage to move it forward. And as I said to my mom, like, I had a lot of conversations with her before she passed away about this. And I said, Mom, if it was me, I could have lived with him forever. But the way that he treated our children, I was like, I knew I needed to change, because I didn't want my kids to grow up in that environment. Like, it wouldn't have been fair to them to show them that this was a loving marriage, because I knew in my own brain that it was painful for me to be in it. And it seemed so unfair for my children. And
when you say painful, was it verbally painful, physically painful, like emotionally painful?
Okay, so it was verbally abusive marriage. And that became emotionally painful enough for me that I would have like migraines and my body was starting to break down. And like, I was in that, my brain wasn't necessarily in a mode of depression, but my body was. Like, it hurt every morning when I woke up. And I remember one time I was in yoga. I rarely got to it's like painful me to say this out loud, but I rarely got to leave the house. And one time I got to leave the house for this evening yoga, and I got there all jazzed to like work out, and it was yin yoga. And I had no idea what that was. And the lady was like, we're just going to lay down here in different poses and in the dark and smell aromatherapy. Like, and I was like, I don't know what that is, but it means that I don't have to be home. So I'm going to do it. And it was amazing. It was actually just a moment where other people held space for me to learn to sit in calm again, for my actual body to feel what it was like to be in a room of calm. And at the end of it, we did the Shavasana, which is like that like mini moment of rest where you reach in your body to what you just did. And we closed our eyes. And then she said, okay, I want you to open your eyes and start the day the way you want to start it. And I remember thinking, I don't want to open my eyes. Like, I don't want to go back what I live. That was a really heavy moment when I realized that, like, I just laid there with my eyes closed and tears streaming out of my eyes and being like, okay, Joan, we're going to find a way out of this because this isn't for us anymore. So, yeah, I think everybody has a moment of whatever you're going through where you have a moment when you recognize that it's no longer for you. And that's kind of, people describe that as like a rock bottom moment, you know, a moment where really you come face to face with the truth of like what you're doing is hurting you rather than helping you. And then you have to figure out how to climb out of your hole or change the tide and the way the water's flowing in your river, or, you know, find the light and keep working towards it.
Yeah. Congratulations. You're inspiring everybody that's tuning in right now. And, you know, you're showing what it takes, you know, like a couple of things that I just want to point out is, because I know how much it's helped you. You mentioned the community. You know, you mentioned like owning like who you are, being yourself. I think that's probably one of the two things that people are missing in their life is feeling like they can be themselves and not trying to, or they're comparing themselves to other people, but then also just not having the right people in their life that actually help them to keep moving forward, like support, having that support, you know? I remember when I first started this journey, it's like, as you evolve, you'll attract better when you become better, when you start making better decisions, when you let go of people who you've been surrounding yourself with that maybe aren't complementing your life or supporting you the way you need them to support you. And then a lot of us have this fear of like, yeah, but there's a fear of being alone, or the fear of the future, or the fear of uncertainty of like, what is going to happen, you know? And I've learned myself now, and it keeps happening in my life, that you do attract people based on your vibration and frequency. So, you know, as you evolve, you know, like attracts like. You attract the type of people into your life depending on like where you're at in your life, you know, how you think, you know. It's the law of attraction, you know?
Yeah.
And as I keep evolving, you know, I keep attracting different types of people into my life that either are for me or not for me. And because I've got that level of self-awareness, I know 100%, is this the type of person that I will give more time to or not?
Yeah.
You know? So that's the biggest beautiful thing about it. It's like, don't be afraid of the uncertainty. Actually lean into that uncertainty, because that is where the magic is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I had been making so many decisions in my head. Like, I had been really that overthinking and trying to, like, I felt that overthinking was like, if I just thought it all the way through, then I wouldn't end up in a bad spot, because like, and I was like a hamster on a wheel, just like think. And when I got to that moment in yoga, it was my heart speaking. And I said to myself that I was just going to let, like, I was going to do the next right step for my heart and just let that lead me out. And so one of the things that I did when I talked to you about, you know, signing up for your program, I was like, my brain was going, what if, you know, all of the things that it wanted to tell me. And I just like slowed down and was like, what does my heart want? You know? And I let it make a decision, and it was the best decision that I ever made
to start. I know. I was actually talking to Caroline, who's part of our success team inside our coaching institute and Superpower Mastermind inside the Luke Mindpower space. She is my sister, but I know that I was talking to her about you and about, you know, that call, you know, when you were talking about ideas, you know. And she's done business at uni before as well. And so she has that background of, you know, strategizing and finding solutions or giving ideas and all this kind of stuff. And we were talking specifically about your situation. And yeah, she also was just expressing how excited, how happy she is for you and how much you've changed and grown over the years, you know, which is amazing. And I'm glad that I'm very grateful actually that we were able to be a part of your success. And you've heard me say it before. I say this in the Institute, my success is your success and your success is my success.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause it doesn't work any other way. You know, I'm not here to take from you, so you're empty. I'm here to pour as much as I can, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I think it's such a blessing to witness your success and your transformation. Congratulations. Is there any, where can people follow you on Instagram? And also, if there's something that you could say to anyone who's listening right now that maybe where you used to be.
For anybody who's listening right now, like, there's a you in the future who's doing really well. And that you in the future is really rooting for you. And like, even like extending their hand out and saying, you know, let's do this together. And you're doing it for yourself now, but you're really doing it for the you in your future who is also rooting for you.
Where can people follow you on Instagram?
You can follow me on Instagram at Be Kind Emporium, and you'll recognize it because it's the sticker. So it's that beautiful Be Kind sticker. Yeah, so follow me on Instagram. It's a fun ride. You get to see a lot more of the insight.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Joan, thank you so much for taking your precious time out of your day to join us on the Luke Mindpower podcast, share your story. And I think it's amazing because, you know, as you said, there's a future version of yourself that's like, hey, let's do this together. And guess what? There's a future version of Joan in 2030 that is also going, hey, Joan, let's do this together. And she is like completely on another level that you can actually not imagine or comprehend the level of happiness, joy, success that she has already in her life at 2030. So stay close to her because I think it's going to be amazing, you know? So guys, thank you so much for joining us for this episode on the Luke Mind Power podcast. As I mentioned, I'm going to put all the links so you can connect with Joan and purchase her book. That if you feel called to and it's something you want to explore as well, if you've got kids, then 100,000% buy it for your kids so you can read it. It's a children's book. Get it for your kids. There you go. Let me pin you.
Or for your inner child if you want to.
Can you put the book on the screen so people can see some pages?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And then, yep.
Messy goes into the world and goes exploring.
Awesome. And is there text as well?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Follows him along through the world and he learns things about himself. And yeah, it's a really great book for kids, but it's a really great book for adults too.
Fantastic. I know the messages are probably very inspiring. So if you're tuning in right now and maybe you're wanting to learn more about what our group coaching actually is and how we can help you. Maybe you feel like you're at that point where Joan was at and you're just like, you know what, I need community. I need support. You know, I want to go on a journey of transformation, evolution, and step into a better version of myself. I'm going to put a link below this video so that you can schedule a complimentary call with my success team just to learn more about if and how we could actually possibly help you to start your journey of transformation. All right. So Joan, once again, thank you so much for joining me on the Luke Mind Power podcast. I know that this is not the end. We'll probably see you again in the future, 100%. You'll probably be speaking at one of our events in the future as well, be it in the US or Australia or Europe, wherever it's going to be, or even in Canada. I know that where are you? Nova Scotia?
Nova Scotia. Yeah.
Amazing. So yeah, let's stay in touch. Let's keep going. And thank you so much for joining me. And I'll see you guys all soon.